Hi everyone, this is Throw This Away, That Away, and I am going to answer CB's questions in her Spill It questionnaire. So it's called CB's Playful, Innocent, Lustful List of Intimate Topics. I like it, that's cute. I'm joined this evening by my co-host, Bathroom Cricket. If you can hear him. There's been a cricket living in my bathroom now for like 2 months. I swear. How long do crickets live? And I can never seem to find him. So yeah, there's Bathroom Cricket. Okay. Now I've kind of looked at these questions, but not really. So, my answers will probably be all disjointed and lacking a certain level of eloquence, so I apologize. Oh, and for the record, I am going to touch myself while I answer them, of course. Alright, so number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? It really depends on when I'm recording. I would say probably like, I mean, just for sake of a number, I'm going to say 5, because everything I record, there's a little bit of me in all of it. I do giggle a lot, and I can be kind of bossy, and yeah, so yeah, it's like a solid 5. You don't get too much of me, but just enough. Number 2. What's the story behind your username? I know I've talked about this before, but I fucking hate my username. obviously, I created it as a throwaway account, because I was just going to post some naked pictures, and I just wanted a throwaway account. I had another account that I used, and so I posted the naked pictures and then ended up finding GWA. It's like, oh, well, I'll just use my throwaway. And then I didn't realize that 2+ years later, I would still be posting and be stuck with this ridiculous, I almost called it a loser name, because that's what it is. It's a loser name. Screw it. Yeah, I wish that now I could change it without losing all of my sweet, sweet karma. So I can't, so I'm stuck with it. It's stupid. Alright, number 3. How many languages do you speak, and what are they? Say something sexy for us. I speak English, and that's about it. I know, it's really sad. I've tried to learn other languages. Took some French in high school, some Spanish in college, and I live somewhere where there's lots of Spanish-speaking people. And you would think that I would know Spanish, but I don't. I know swear words. but I am fluent in Pig Latin. Yeah, because there's a skill. Let me say something sexy. Ie, antwe, ute, ucafe, uye. Ease play, etle, ime, uxe, orie, ake. So there you go, Pig Latin. Number 4, who is your celebrity lookalike? Ugh. So to answer that question, I'm going to be evasive. Yeah. I don't want to say there's a reason I do audio type stuff rather than video and pictures, but I mean, there is. I mean, like, I'm not like... Oh my gosh. So it's not like I have to, I guess. I don't know how to say it without being rude. But taking pictures is just always just a traumatic experience for me. Anytime I've sent any sort of sexy pictures or videos to somebody else, it takes me like 400 tries to get something that doesn't make me throw up in my mouth a little. And so I am much more confident about my voice. So when it comes to my celebrity lookalike, I look like whoever you want me to look like. There's my answer. Number 5, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Well, I do have one secret, and I'll share it with you. I like to make naughty recordings and post them online. In terms of that secret, I would say the husband knows, and my ex-girlfriend knows, and one sort of former kind of close friend, and people that I know through GWA, they all know. Oh, and there was one other person who I told that it was my way of trying to hit on him, and it didn't work, and it failed miserably, so poop on that. Any other secrets? No, that's it. That's like my big secret. I make audio porn, and I really like it, and I like to talk dirty. And I like to make naughty boys and girls come for me. So there, that's my secret. Number six, what bad habits do you have? Oh, I would say my worst habit, bad habit, is probably procrastination. Sometimes I put things off way longer than I should. So that's bad. Shouldn't do that. Number seven. Oh my gosh. Okay. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Well, it happened on my wedding night, and it was a beautiful, magical experience. Okay, no. That's a big fat lie. So, I was in high school. I was about 16, I guess. And I had this really, really stupid boyfriend. And, well, I mean, like, he was actually very, very smart. But he was a terrible boyfriend. And I had gotten it in my head that we needed to have sex. He wasn't too keen on the idea. Because, I don't know, apparently, like, dry humping until we were both, like, chafed and bleeding was okay. But actual sex was bad. He was also against oral sex, like, completely. He thought oral sex was evil and unnatural and that nobody should do it. I feel so bad for his poor wife right now. Okay, but anyway, so I basically told him we were going to have sex. And so he came over to my house. My mom had left for work, and so I was home all alone. And he comes over to my house, and we get naked. And then it takes him, like, 20 minutes to put on the condom. And so then he gets on top of me, and thrusting happened, and there was a lot of thrusting, and then it was over very, very quickly. Like, I barely had time to, like, form a thought, because I was like, okay, I'm going to think about Harrison Ford. And the reason I was going to think about Harrison Ford was because I had pictures of him on my wall, because I was obsessed with, like, Star Wars. So that's what I was going to think about, but I didn't have time because, bam, 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 he was done. Now, here's the thing, is I don't think he actually penetrated my vagina. Now, I apologize for putting it so gross, but you know how sometimes, like if you're, you know, if you have a penis and you're thrusting it towards someone, you can, like, miss their vagina and sort of just get it, you know, buried between their hot, wet pussy lips. And so there, I just made it sound way sexier than what it was. I really think that's what happened. And the reason I think this is because the next time, a couple years ago, the next time I had sex, the guy definitely achieved penetration, and he was very, very well endowed, and it hurt a lot. And it bled. And so that was real hot. Yeah. So both of those times were just pretty dumb. So that leads us into number eight. How frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? As I mentioned before, I'm married, so I don't have sex very often with anybody else. If we're going to count, like sexting and phone sex, now that happens a lot more often. So, and with myself, It's happening right now. Let's see. I mean, at least 3 or 4 times a week, probably. Really depends on, you know, how tired I am at the end of the day or whatever and stuff. What's my biggest regret? Oh, I don't have very many. I don't like to look back and think like, oh, I fucked that up. I should have done just something differently. I guess I wish I would have gotten into teaching sooner. Came into teaching as a second career, so I wish I would have majored in education to begin with and started. I'd be like way closer to retirement right now. What would you choose as your death row meal? Okay. I don't know. It's really weird. This is going to sound crazy, but I'm a very picky eater, and so, like, I like food, but I'm not, like, really, like, into food like some people are. So, like, my death row meal, I would probably be like, okay, I want, like, some frozen pizza and a lot of Pepsi and then, like, candy. I want, like, a Hershey bar and some Skittles. Yeah, that's what I would want. Like, pizza and candy and Pepsi. Because I eat like a 5-year-old. Number 11. What is your favorite scent? Okay, here's an embarrassing fact. I guess maybe because the 90s, I think that Dracar smells good. And I know that that's like, oh my god, so tacky. What is my favorite scent? I don't know. Like, I think people just have a scent. And so it would have to be just a personal way that somebody smells or, yeah. Number 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? On sexy time nights? Well, I wear very elaborate lingerie to bed. Usually like a little baby doll teddy. And, just kidding. Yeah, like right now, because I'm in bed, touching myself. Right now I'm wearing like a big oversized white t-shirt and some black shorts. They're like basketball shorts. They're actually PE shorts from my school. So that's kind of what I would wear to bed. Most of the time I'll ditch the shorts and it'll just be t-shirt and panties, but unless I've been instructed by instructed, unless I have been instructed by a certain someone to not be wearing panties. And so sometimes I'm just in my t-shirt, but I would say for sexy times, naked is fine. Like clothes are just, you know, clothes just get in the way. Do you read in bed, and who is your favorite author? Of course I read in bed. I love to read. I read all the time. Favorite author? That's hard to tell. I have so many that I couldn't narrow it down. So I'll just leave it at that. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. My most recent sexual encounter is happening right now. Because as I'm talking to you, I'm rubbing my clit. It feels really good. Well, hopefully I don't get in trouble for telling tales out of school or whatever the fuck. I did have a very intense phone sex, which I hate calling it phone sex, because that makes it sound like really old-fashioned, but that's pretty much what it was. I had a very intense phone sex session with a certain someone, and oh my goodness, he just makes me come so fucking hard. I bet you would want to hear it, wouldn't you? Dirty pervs. So, yeah. Number 15. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? Eager. Open. I don't know. There's so many. Like, right now, and it's, like, again, this is, like, it's been, like, 6 months, but it's still killing me. I would say that, like, the word that describes me, especially, like, right now, is submissive. I am just all about exploring my submissive side recently, and, yeah. Outside of the bedroom, one word, I get... I'm told that I'm funny a lot. I mean, not that this recording has proven that at all. Or creative, I guess. Yeah, those kind of words. 16, do you have any tattoos or piercings? I do not. Well, I mean, my ears are pierced, but, you know, just like regular ear piercings. Tattoos, it's not that I'm against them. I just have never... found something that I want permanently etched into my skin, and piercings other places, they just seem bothersome to me, like, I don't know, like, I just wouldn't want to risk it, so yeah. Number 17, have you ever come without touching your penis / pussy? Well, yes, I have come without touching my penis. I don't have one of those, I'm just kidding, unless you want me to have one. but no. I have actually come without touching, though. And it takes a while, and it takes a lot of concentration, and it takes fantasy, and squeezing muscles, and squeezing them and holding them tight. And I can come without touching, and it's not as intense as, like, a regular orgasm through, like, some kind of, like, manual or oral stimulation, but, it's still good. But it's the kind of orgasm, and I don't know if this is just me, but there are certain orgasms just that just, like, make you want more, right? Like, you come, and you're like, that was good, okay, give me more. And then you come again, and you're like, more. Or maybe I'm just a greedy, filthy, dirty little whore. That could be it, too. Speaking of which, what is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I can come, kind of rapidly, I guess. I would say I probably haven't done more than maybe, like, 6 or 7 in a 24-hour period. Not from challenging myself, but just out of boredom and a desire just to fucking come. yeah, I would like to come more than that in 24 hours, so if anyone's willing to volunteer as tribute to make me come more than 7 times in 24 hours, oh, just send me a PM. Just kidding. maybe. So yeah, I'm definitely multi-orgasmic. And I recently encountered some dudes who are too, which is crazy to me, because I don't know, it's always been my experience, until recently, that the guys kind of, like, come, and then they can't for, like, you know, at least a good while, like an hour or something, but, it's really hot when, a guy comes, and then, like, 2 minutes later, he's like, give me more. So I like that. What is on your sexual bucket list? It's not a what, it's a who. There is a certain someone who I would really, really, really want to fuck right now. And I've expressed this desire to him over and over and over again. And I bet you dirty pervs would want to hear that too, wouldn't you? Yeah, I bet you want to hear me begging and begging. It's not going to happen, pervs. So it's definitely not a what. I've done lots of stuff sexually. I just want to have it. Okay, and describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Well, it feels like an orgasm. I would say it's like this intense building of pressure, and then, it's like building and building, and then, when I'm just about to come, it's almost like there's like this vibration or this hum that starts on my clit and just radiates outwards. And it just, everything just, the tension just builds up, and it builds up until finally it just explodes. And now I'm supposed to have an orgasm while I describe it. And you dirty pervs, you want to hear it, don't you? Oh, it's too bad, though. I told you I'm feeling very subby, and I only come for one person. So, GWA, you don't get to hear me come right now. Because I'm a good girl, and I don't come without permission. Well, sometimes I do, but as we all know, I like the spanking. Alright, so, I answered some of your sexy questions, and I've rambled on for a long time, so I think that's it. So, Bathroom Cricket says goodbye, and Throw This Away That Away, stupidest username ever, says goodbye. Thanks for listening. Bye, GWA.